The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Great Paschal theme that Mark ties together for us today, Jesus' ascension and the work of the Spirit in the early church. Jesus is still enthroned in heaven, sending us his Holy Spirit here and now, that we might renew all things in Christ, that we might bring God's rule to perfection in the world. We look today at this feast of St. Mark, and we hear time and again that word evangelist, right? That Mark was an evangelist. And what does that word mean? Well, it had usage back in ancient Rome around the time contemporaneous with the time that Mark is writing and Peter is preaching. And it meant glad tidings or good news. And when, say, Caesar had won an imperial victory, right, when he had won a victory with his army, he would send his messengers out with good news. Good news, Caesar has conquered such and such army. Right, and there were times where there would be a change in power at the top, and good news would be sent out to the kingdom. Of course, you know, as you're living in your little town in the far reaches of the Roman Empire, when good news came and you just happened to be affiliated with the guy who lost, it wasn't so good for you to hear because you'd lost your allegiances and you'd lost your power. Okay, the same perhaps we can read with Jesus in one way as the evangelists go out with good news, with glad tidings, is that his rule does in fact undermine and overturn the corrupt rule of his day, just as it's meant to undermine and overrule the corrupt rule of our day, right? How powerful it would be if Jesus as king were preached to the political realities that we face not only in this country, but the whole world through, and that people lived out that kingship in their lives, giving themselves recklessly to establish God's good order. This is why I'm wearing red today, because it's a reckless proclamation that cost many people their lives. And yet, when the message goes out of Jesus's, the good news of Jesus's rule, it is in fact good news for all. Even those people who have, say, gained power or maintain it by the tools of the devil, enslaving others and holding them hostage by the fear of death, even for them, it's good news. Even for them, Jesus' kingship is good news because their redemption is made possible. Now, they have to give up everything, right? They have to give up everything because they've built their entire lives on corruption, right? On oppressing others. And Jesus's rule is an embodiment of the law of freedom for all peoples. But even if they don't realize, and I say they because, of course, right, it's us, but if we don't realize, even if we don't realize that there is this goodness for us, even this objective good, that will be given to us even when we give up what's not of God, right? Because we have some fear sometimes that we hold on to any number of things, whether they're little sins or big sins or certain indulgences, right? The ways we indulge ourselves or whatever it may be, things that we know that we have or that we are, things that we have in our lives that are not quite of God, but we'd prefer to keep them around, right? Even for us, when that good news is preached of Jesus' kingship, we know that we can let those things go and that we have something better in store for us in Christ Jesus, right? It's easy to do the typological thing where we say, okay, there's a good person and there's a bad person, right? But when we do that, we're meant to realize that we're somewhere in the middle and we got to work towards the other end. So as we hear this word today, the evangelist, Mark, right? It's ours to become evangelists, right? First, we receive into our hearts and embody in our lives the good news of Jesus' kingship, and then we go out. We go out to all the world, that being ourselves set free from sin and the rule of death, we might bring about God's good rule in the world. Bringing about God's good rule in the world, this is why we have here creation, right? That the good news is preached to every creature, not just humans, because the whole of creation is awaiting the revelation of the sons of God. Is the whole of creation yearns to have humans be who they were made to be, so that we can tend to the entire world, to every creature, every being we come into contact with. So today we receive that good news again through the gospel of Mark. We receive the good news of Christ's kingship. We enthrone Jesus in our hearts, and we attempt with everything we have and everything we are to bring about God's good rule on earth.